WTAW News time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 79 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council last night voted unanimously to move forward with the development of the Chimney Hill Retail Center on University Drive. Plan development districts in the past have been required to present detailed documents to planning and zoning, then council as they progress. Last night, those details were not presented, and council was faced with deciding whether or not to approve it. Prior to the vote, Councilmember Julie Schultz knew what the public reaction would be.
The second I walk out of here, I'm going to get yelled at by a lot of people saying this is preferential treatment or whatever. I mean, they're just going to go insane.
Councilmember Barry Moore expressed the importance of the action and the message it would send.
I don't understand how you can vote in favor of this and say we're not setting a precedent. That is what we are doing, whether we say we are or not. We are the body that decides how these things work, and if we vote in favor of this, we are setting a precedent. I will leave it at that. I think that's what we should do. But I do not agree that you can say I'm going to vote for this just because this project has had a bad history, but I don't want to set a precedent. I don't believe that you can do that.
In their workshop, council also received a quick overview of the $365 million budget for the fiscal year 2018. It will include a 2.5-cent rate increase. Next week, council will have three more workshops to go into more detail. This is the second year in a row the city has voted for a tax increase. City councils in the Twin Cities are getting closer to new agreements with the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau. That's according to an update earlier this week from Bryan Councilman Ben Hardiman.
Discussion of Convention and Visitors Bureau is pretty well completed. The two city staffs have reached an agreement on the directions to go, and we anticipate that issue will come to both councils at not this week's council meetings, but 2 weeks from this week.
Hardiman expects higher revenue from local hotel occupancy taxes and what he called a slightly higher payment to the agency now called Experience BCS. A retired Bryan police officer received an unexpected honor at this week's city council meeting. Mayor Andrew Nelson presented Choya Walling a proclamation for his beautification efforts in the Copperfield subdivision. Nearly every day for 9 years, Walling has picked up trash and at least one treasure.
The most expensive was a platinum wedding ring that we were able to get back to the owner.
Did you charge them for littering?
No.
Walling, who served as a Bryan policeman for 30 years, said he would like to honor those who have littered with a ticket. At this week's Texas A&M Board of Regents meeting, one discussion covered the Hazelwood exemption, which pays resident tuition and required fees for military veterans and their families.
Particularly on the legacy side, it is becoming a financial commitment that, in essence, is a very large indirect tax on the rest of our students.
President Michael Young hopes to get future help from the state in covering the more than $20 million paid by the university for students covered by the Hazelwood exemption, most of the students being family members of military veterans. WTAW News time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 79 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy. And online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the Pool Store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian and Navasotan got some weather sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure will bring us plenty of sunshine. Today we'll see some passing cloudiness at times. It's going to be warm, 95 to 100 later today. Overnight clear, remains warm, 75 to 80 for the nighttime low. Tomorrow, sunshine. We're hot again. We're 95 to near 100. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partial sun coming up during the day on Sunday. Temperatures anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Dave South about his retirement announcement yesterday. Meanwhile, the Bombers claim the first game of their postseason series with the Cane Cutters, and we'll take a look at the PGA Championship in Charlotte. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. Chelsea, I don't know if you've heard about the solar eclipse, which is coming up.
Have you heard about it?
I think someone mentioned it the other day when I was in line at the grocery store.
That's right. It's coming up on August the 21st.
Oh, okay.
You don't say.
The thing is, though, you don't want to get distracted because of the solar eclipse and miss something that's maybe even more important.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Well, maybe like Lizard Man?
Lizard Man.
I was about to bring that up.
Luckily, several government agencies are on top of this, already highlighting on social media the possibility of some sort of paranormal activity as the sky goes dark, you know, mid-afternoon on August the 21st. In the Carolinas, they have a history of Lizard Man and Bigfoot sightings. Just the kind of history you want.
Oh, okay. All the supernatural stuff converging.
So the South Carolina Emergency Management Division had a little bit of fun by tweeting a graphic that said CMED, that's South Carolina Emergency Medical, does not know if lizard men,
there's more than one.
Apparently become active during a solar eclipse. But we advise the residents that you should remain ever vigilant. Lizard Man was spotted in 1988 by Christopher Davis, a then 17-year-old in Lee County, South Carolina.
Seems believable, yeah.
Christopher was driving about 2 o'clock on a summer morning. And again, 2 o'clock, summer morning, you're 17. Sure, that's all factual.
Yeah, probably a good judge there.
Got yourself a flat tire there near the swamp after he finished changing it. He claimed a red-eyed devil appeared about 30 yards away. Christopher was able to get into his car and drive at the alleged creature that jumped on the roof. Okay, he threw it off, but said that it was able to keep up with the car going at speeds of up to 40 miles an hour. Christopher's story gathered international attention, and the reported lizard man continued to be cited after 2015.
Oh, okay. Man.
Let's assume for a minute that lizard men are real. Right. Okay?
We'll go with that.
Why in the world would they be more active during a solar eclipse? What sort of basis of any sort of knowledge would give them any reason to believe they'd be more active during a solar eclipse? Is it because, did they simply say, well, a solar eclipse is weird, lizard men are weird? Surely they go hand in hand.
Well, I believe that they probably have a natural curiosity. And when they start seeing that difference, unlike our pets, our domesticated animals that will look up into the sky.
Yes.
So the lizard man is going to look up to see what that's about.
Did you speaking of the eclipse, did you hear about the Science Museum in Dallas that's holding a solar eclipse viewing party a week from Monday?
Okay.
Well, a woman wrote a comment on their Facebook page earlier this week asking them to reschedule because it's a school night.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's one of ours. She must have moved from Florida.
Florida resident, moved to Texas thinking things were better over here, which they are.
Yeah, she said most kids go back to school that day. Can't it be done on the weekend?
Oh, my God.
So it's a, did this lady just ask to reschedule the sun?
Excuse me, God.
Among the things that will not be rescheduled, though, will be the Little League World Series, by golly.
Oh.
They have plans to go ahead and be there, okay? Even though the Path of Totality will pass south of Williamsport, Pennsylvania, on the afternoon of August the 21st.
What if somebody hits a dinger right at that,
man, would that
seminal
be something?
Point, you know, and everybody looks up to see the home run and,
Let me tell you, I have seen so many of these, you know, these little boys, these little leaguers.
Yeah.
And the things they say now on their, you know, they always ask them kind of funny questions.
Sure, sure.
And, you know, one of them, it said something like, fun fact, I have a crush on my teacher. What's up, Mrs. Stevens?
Oh, very good. Excellent.
Yeah, they've been really funny. Another interesting story that came out of Little League World Series. Fun fact, I've been to the Little League World Series.
Oh, wow.
Yep. The girls' major division is held in Kirkland, Washington.
Uh-huh.
Well, the Southeast team this year was disqualified after winning a game to move on to the semifinals because after they beat the host team, which is the Kirkland, Washington Little League team, there were about six or seven girls took a Snapchat, still in their uniforms, in the dugout, flipping the bird to the camera and had kind of a caption saying something about, you know, go home, host team.
Ooh.
And Little League got a hold of it and completely disqualified them from the tournament.
Wow.
So my dad sends me this article in an email and says, glad that Snapchat didn't exist when we were there.
A bunch of my friends were on that team from spring that went back in the 90s.
Okay. Yeah.
I wasn't good enough to be on that team, but I was of the age, and so I knew a bunch of the kids who went there to Japan when they played. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, no, we stayed here, but North Little League 2003, we were at the Little League World Series.
Well, so. College Station, the boys team, I think, was, that was, man, that was a few years ago, because those kids ended up being at College Station High School.
Right.
As
the state champs.
When they won the state championship without having a senior on the team.
So right.
Those guys grew up into that. Well, anyway, they're going to, because it's just a partial eclipse in Williamsport.
Oh, I just tried to get us away from the eclipse.
No, I'm sorry. Got to go back. They plan to hand out 30,000 pairs of glasses certified by the American Association of Ophthalmology.
So they can look at it?
So that it'll be safe. That's exactly right. Now, you see, and there'll be a timeout or something.
This is, like, don't kids, I mean, we try to stare into the sun all the time as kids.
Know,
it's like
I
a
know.
Dare. It's
You're
like,
right.
How long can you stare at the sun without crying? So now the sun is being blocked for the most part. So isn't it, like, even safer to look at it during an eclipse?
I'm not going to comment on that because I'm not a doctor.
But
and
doesn't
I'm not
that
gonna
make
say,
sense?
I agreed with that woman on the radio who said that we, yes, I know.
You know, it's
I know
like, it's like a black circle with just a little bit of burning ray sunlight around it.
Oh, I agree
There's
completely.
Some kind of science that I don't understand that says otherwise for some reason.
If I could get some of those cardboard tubes that we have for like toilet paper and I could use those to look, even better.
I bet we have a listener that knows why you can't look directly at an eclipse.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Text us or something.
I know you're not supposed to. But
I'm still going to do it.
Okay.
I'm rebelling.
There. Well, I've got...
I don't even know if we can see it from Bryan College Station.
Are we in the path of totality?
No, of course not. No, we've already looked this up, though. I think we get like 32% or something like that. I'll go find it.
Okay.
We'll do that. But I have one more story on this. I thought we'd get it all out of the way this hour.
Yeah.
Okay. If you will have a chance to see four planets with the naked eye, along with constellations that are usually only visible during the winter months in U.S. America. Mashable.com says you'll be able to see Jupiter, Mars, Venus, and Mercury if you are in the path of totality. See, that's why everybody needs to be there.
Yeah.
There'll be people who'll video it for us. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So That's it. So you'll be able to, if that weren't enough, you get to see four other planets. Okay. All right, Chelsea, I think we're done with it.
Are we? I'm
not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but I think that's probably safe.
I mean, if something else comes up, feel free.
720. All right. This is a little odd. Passengers on a luxury cruise were subject to nighttime blackouts and ordered by the captain to go without their usual entertainment for 10 days because of a pirate threat.
What?
We're talking the Sea Princess, 1,900 passengers on board. They'd paid tens of thousands of dollars for a 104-day world cruise, okay?
Oh, okay.
You're on a boat for 104 days. Wow. We're told all the curtains must be drawn, shutters closed, so the vehicle could, or the vessel, I guess, could be turned into basically a ghost ship. The blackout occurred for 10 days as the ship traveled across the Indian Ocean, the Arabian Sea, and also to the Suez Canal. The captain told passengers the threat was real. The ship should be prepared for a pirate attack.
How many pirates are going to attack 1,900?
I mean, that's
just the people, not to mention the crew.
The captain assured them that they could outrun any pirates, but just in case, the crew set up powerful hoses to knock pirates off ladders.
Wow.
As well as detergent solution to keep them from being able to get a good grip.
How bizarre.
You know, they don't ever put that in the brochures.
No.
Pirate threat. Brochure. They have,
who the heck wants to spend 104 days on
a
boat?
Can
let's get back to the real story.
Wow. Can you imagine how many desserts you're going to eat in 104 days
on
a boat?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, at least 104.
Yeah, with
well, because I was thinking 10 days of blackout. How long is this cruise?
Yep.
But, you know, 10% of your trip, you can't do anything at night. That's all right. Get some sleep in.
That's right. And,
get some sleep while you're worried about the pirates attacking your ship.
And it's 1,900 people who you don't even know.
Right.
And most you probably don't want to know, but that's another story.
Leads to those uncomfortable, awkward situations.
That's scary.
All right, there are a few things out there that they, whoever they are, continue to try to input on us.
Oh, they're always doing stuff.
Make us change our lives, okay? And a lot of them have to do with climate change or the environment. Remember the other day we had this thing like we were all going to die in 4,600 years or something because of the climate change. Well, now they're telling us that dogs and cats could be bad for the environment.
What? No.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So
what are we supposed to do?
Well, kill them?
That's right. Just let them loose. If you've got one, just let it loose in the street to run wild and fend for itself. But you'll feel better about the environment because of it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Reports suggest that cats and dogs in U.S. America eat as much food as anyone in France does in a year.
Well, the French need to start eating more.
That's right. Producing 64 million tons of carbon dioxide. Now, U.S. Americans own an estimated 78 million dogs and 86 million cats. And those pets are well fed. We have fat pets, too. Remember that.
So that's true.
Fat cats.
According to a geologist with UCLA's Institute of the Environment and Sustainability, the meat consumed by American dogs and cats is producing 64 million tons of carbon dioxide each year. So you see, those animals providing that meat don't even have to be born. They don't even have to live, because if all you're going to do is take their meat and feed it to dogs and cats.
Yeah.
This geologist says it is definitely not recommending that people get rid of their pets. Oh, thank you for being responsible. But putting them on a vegetarian diet. Put them on a vegetarian diet.
It's just so weird. I always thought fat cats were only in Washington.
No, they're everywhere now. I do think we should consider all the impact that our pets have on the environment and have an honest conversation about this.
Okay, here's the honest. Yeah. I'm going to keep my dog.
Yeah.
I love my dog. I'm going to keep my dog.
They say pets, if you love your dog, you get to keep your dog. Yeah. Pets have many benefits, but also a huge environmental impact.
Oh, okay. Can we talk about all of the things that have an environmental impact?
Which is pretty much all of the things.
Right.
Now, I don't know who this guy is. Gregory Oaken. Okay. Is Gregory married? Does Gregory have kids? What if those kids want to have a dog?
Yeah.
Well, oh, no, because Gregory's probably allergic, and he's just mad that he can't have a dog or a cat, so now he's taking it out on everyone else.
And he's going to try to make anybody who has one feel badly
exactly,
about that.
Exactly. Gregory, this sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah.
You should have guilt because you've got a dog or a cat. And by the way, I mean, I guess you can keep them as long as you make them vegetarian. Because I know that a dog would much rather eat a carrot than eat a piece of liver.
Sure.
Right, exactly.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. All right, I'm looking Greg up. We're going to see what Greg's story is.
Let's see what Gregory looks like.
725.
At Allen Honda, before we say goodbye to summer, we're having the best back-to-school deals with the Honda Summerbration sales event. Honda makes an A with an impressive lineup of safety vehicles like the Civic for $169 per month and the versatile HR-V crossover for $189 per month. Plus, we're moving out all remaining 2017 Accords for only $189 per month. Don't miss out on these great savings during the Honda Summerbration sales event. So come experience the new Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place where you can trust in the blue.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW 726. Let's have a look at the weather. And the weather is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Heat advisory today. We're going to have a heat index probably about 106, 107, something like that. And actually probably all weekend long it'll look that way. They only say the advisories today, but you can bet that there's not going to be much change. And no mention of rain in the forecast, low each night around 77 or so. We're right now southwest at 3. We have 97% relative humidity, and ever since we got here this morning, we're still sitting at 79 degrees.
Sovac City would like to invite you to stop by our shop and try out one of the new Miele vacuums and see why Miele is ranked number one by many leading magazines for cleaning ability, filtration, and dependability. They make vacuuming easy and enjoyable because they're simple and reliable. Miele vacuums have adjustable power so you can clean every type of flooring with ease. Stop by Sovac City today and take a Miele vacuum for a test drive. Sovac City, where you can always try it before you buy it. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington's a liberal hack group. They're known as CREW. And they claim that President Trump's business ties conflict with the Constitution's Emoluments Clause. That clause prohibits federal officials from receiving benefits from foreign governments while they're in office. Now, if that clause literally applies, Hillary Clinton ought to be in jail. She ought to be locked up for it. Anyway, oral arguments on this case are scheduled for October 18th. Before taking office, Trump divested himself of his business operations, handing them over to his family. The Trump Organization set up a process to identify any profits from foreign sources and donate that money to the Treasury. So the issue of Trump somehow profiting from foreign governments should be moot. But see, this lawsuit isn't driven by concerns about Trump making money he shouldn't, and it isn't motivated by a desire to follow the Constitution. The fuel for this lawsuit is hate. This and every other court action the libs have filed is based on hate. They hate Trump. They hate that he won the election. They hate that he lost the election. And they're trying to win in the courtroom what they can't win at the ballot box. Problem is that there are a lot of other Democrats in court, and they wear black robes, and that means it could be tough for Trump. We hope not. We'll keep a sharp eye.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you had to pick a word to describe the type of tractor or utility vehicle you'd want to care for the land you love, I would bet you'd pick the word tough. Well, it's a good thing my friends at Mahindra build the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth. Right now, bring your old tractor or UTV in and trade up to tough with savings on a brand new Mahindra. That's right, just trade in the other guys and pay zero down and get 0% financing for up to 60 months or up to $8,400 in real cash back and savings. Plus, Mahindra's industry-leading warranty still comes standard. So get your work done, America, with a Mahindra. Learn more about the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It is 79 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station City Council got their first look at the 2018 budget, which proposes a 2.5 cent increase for the coming year. If approved, this would be the second year in a row council has voted a tax increase. Other increases in water and wastewater are already on track. About two-thirds of the budget is for operations and maintenance. The rest is for capital projects. A new police station heads the list, but also included is $16 million for street projects. Council will hold three workshops next week to take a closer look. The developers of the Chimney Hill Retail Center came before council with a request to move forward. Development staff did not have a detailed document for the Planned Development District, or PDD. That's something that has never happened, and in the view of some council members, would set a precedent that would allow other developers to do the same in the future. Council member Jerome Rectorick put the question of what happens next to development director Lance Sims.
When the next developer comes in and gives you a blank sheet of paper, how do you say no to that?
I'll just, as part of our review process, we're gonna push for more detail than on this plan. So it's not that I'll say no. We'll just.
Well, I understand, but my point is, you've opened the floodgates. Now, I'm in favor of this development. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm in favor of it. I want it to be developed yesterday. I can see developers coming in and say, "You made the exception here. Why am I the exception? I mean, you gave it a blank sheet here. Why don't I get a blank sheet?" And I think somehow we need to be able to answer that question.
Yeah,
and I don't have a good answer for it right now.
While almost all council members voiced concern, they approved the plan unanimously. Council also rejected a bylaw change proposed by the Research Valley Partnership and asked them to come back with a new proposal. Later this month, the city councils in the Twin Cities are expected to vote on new agreements with the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson at this week's council meeting followed up on an update from Ben Hardiman.
You anticipate our hot funds will just be the same or higher? Is it?
Our hot funds will be higher. Our payment to CVB will be slightly higher.
Hardiman says the staffs of the two cities have reached an agreement that follows proposals from College Station Mayor Carl Mooney and Councilman Jerome Rectorick. Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson presented a proclamation at this week's city council meeting to a retired Bryan police officer. Choya Walling has been picking up trash in the Copperfield subdivision nearly every day since 2008.
I have a feeling you're keeping an eye on the neighborhood in more ways than one for us.
Well, I never asked for the recognition. Some of the trash we pick up is traceable. And I would like to see recognition of somebody that threw it out.
Where's our code, guys? Let's get them out here right now.
Walling, who was a Bryan policeman for 30 years, says his most valuable find was a platinum wedding ring and finding the ring's owner. Bryan police have posted a video of two women pocketing liquor bottles in the Western Beverage Store on Boonville Road and leaving without paying for them. You can see the video on our website at WTAW.com. Contact BPD or Brazos County Crime Stoppers if you recognize either suspect. Each summer, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents brings in the leaders of the universities and system agencies to review budgets for the next fiscal year, which is about to begin. One of the subjects drawing Regents' comments was the amount of money being paid for military veterans and their families to go to school. At Texas A&M, the Hazelwood exemption pays resident tuition and required fees for up to 150 credit hours during the academic year that's just being completed. The flagship campus paid almost $21 million, almost $18 million of that to family members under the legacy portion of the exemption. Dr. Carrie Byington at the Health Science Center says due to their emphasis on military medicine, the exemption has a significant impact on the HSC.
We are looking to partner with the military institutions in the state of Texas, and I will be visiting the Pentagon next month in September to actually try and increase the number of students on military scholarship who come to Texas A&M.
President Michael Young says this is becoming difficult to sustain and hopes for future help from the legislature. A heads up for those of you driving around Texas A&M's campus today, there are two graduation ceremonies scheduled, 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. at Reed Arena. A record number of undergraduate and graduate degrees will be awarded, over 2,200, the largest number for a summer term in A&M history. And expect to see long lines around the shopping mall this weekend.
This is the tax-free weekend for back-to-school shopping. George Kellerman with the Texas Retailers Association says their members have come to rely on this holiday for a big bump in sales.
Next to the holiday shopping season, you know, with Black Friday right after Thanksgiving and through the New Year's weekend, the tax-free back-to-school tax-free holiday weekend is pretty big.
He says the Texas economy is becoming more stable as the oil and gas industry rebounds, and when people are employed, they buy stuff. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 79 degrees. Be part of the show. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott-Pampel with Marriott Homes. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Grand Champ Roofing builds and repairs roofs Texas tough to stand up to whatever Mother Nature throws at it. When Texas tough weather hits hard, Grand Champ Roofing is the only call you need to make. The best service team, best lifetime warranty, best prices. These things make Grand Champ Roofing Texas tough. It's not a tough decision, it's the right decision. Go with Grand Champ Roofing. We're Texas tough. Find us at GrandChampRoofing.com.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure will bring us plenty of sunshine. Today we'll see some passing cloudiness at times. It's going to be warm, 95 to 100 later today. Overnight clear and remains warm, 75 to 80 for the nighttime low. Tomorrow, sunshine. We're hot again. We're 95 to near 100. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partial sun coming up during the day on Sunday. Temperatures anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Dave South spoke with WTAW's Zach Taylor about his announced retirement yesterday. Meanwhile, the Astros were swept by the White Sox last night in Chicago, and the Rockets and the Knicks are still trying to get Carmelo Anthony to Houston. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you go, 7:40. So lots of travelers are not pleased with airport personnel and their experience. And Ashley Judd, pretty much the same.
She's crazy.
She posted a video accusing an employee of everyday sexism after he called her sweetheart.
Oh, God.
While going through security. Go ahead. Because here's the deal. If some lady says to me, hun,
right.
Okay, I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
I will say, there. It really depends on the situation.
Certainly.
So I shouldn't judge just based off the text because, you know, there are several times where I have been called sweetheart or sweetie or, yeah, something
right.
along those lines, and I find it very endearing. There are other times I've been called that, and I find it offensive.
Sure.
Yeah. So it really just depends on, I mean, it's I hate to say it, but who's saying it and how they're saying
sure.
it more than anything.
And that's
so,
why
if he said, oh, hey, buckle up, sweetheart, it'll be all right, you know, like, gee, it's just all right, it's okay sort of a thing. But if he was like, all right.
Hey, sweetheart.
Or like, yeah, shut
just
up,
just like
sweetheart.
Creepy way.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why we let you comment on this, because neither Brad nor I need to. I
right.
Mean, you know, yeah. A guy
now,
has,
it's yeah. a Southern thing also.
It is. Yes.
Because, you know, I mean, you call people ma'am or sir up in the Northeast and they hate you for it. And you're just using your manners. That's not even a sweetie or a honey. That's just a sir or a ma'am. And down here, you know, people call me ma'am at age 29, and I'm still okay with that. I appreciate it when they do that. So again, it really just depends on how they said it, but I don't get offended by it every single time by any means.
You got any clue, any theory on why Yankees don't like sir and ma'am?
It's an age thing. So I think, okay. especially for females, if you call them ma'am and they think they're too young to be called ma'am,
oh.
I okay. think, right. You know, because I don't think you get as much backlash from men when you use the word sir, but
sure.
I know for females, especially if you use the word ma'am, they think it's you're basically saying they're old enough to be a ma'am.
Right. Well, and of course, it's been that way forever,
right?
Ever that, and I remember my mom telling me that when we went up there that they thought sir and ma'am differently than we did
mm-hmm.
in Texas, because it's nothing but respect here. But,
right, right. And, oh, yeah. I mean, I've had much, much older men call me ma'am before. And again, it's just it's being polite. It's
it
using your manners.
I think that might be why Yankees tend to have a problem with the whole even sweetheart thing, because there's more rude people up there than there are down here. So when they hear it, they immediately assume it's, you know, diminutive. Whereas down here, it's just polite manners, you know?
However, sir, we really don't care how you used to do it back north, okay?
Right.
Back when I was in the north, we did it this way. I don't want to hear it, okay?
Yeah, but about this, you know, airline thing, I really think it probably just depends. Obviously, it's how you take it. It's how, and most likely, it probably wasn't offensive.
Sure.
But some people just, you know, overreact.
That's the way they have to be. Hello.
Well, I think the Southern airline culture is probably better than if you had, like, maybe an urban rap airline culture.
Yeah, what would happen then?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, if I ever encounter Ashley Judd, I need to remember to call and say, hello, Snowflake.
Yeah, Snowflake, yeah.
Probably. Yeah. So, all
but
right.
Speaking of some offensive things with females, Taylor Swift right now is in a trial because apparently this radio DJ groped her. Yeah. This was back in 2013. Well, yesterday the lawyer was asking her, why does the front of your skirt look normal in the photo that's taken? And her quote was, because my butt is located on the back of my body. And she definitely did not use the word butt. I said, get it, Taylor. You go, girl.
Wow. And yeah. She's so sweet and innocent.
I know. Mm-hmm. Not in this case. Well, she is not happy, which she shouldn't be.
No. I agree. Absolutely appropriate for her to be doing this. It's been going on for a while.
And the guy is, I mean, like, apparently is ridiculous in the situation because, like, she's suing him for like a dollar or something. Just basically wants him to apologize, and he's like counter suing for $1 million or something.
Well, because he got fired, and now his life has taken this downward spiral, and she's saying, you cannot make me into the bad person here. Yeah. This is all your fault. These were your actions.
So wait. You mean, so a radio station employee was acting badly? Is that what you're saying?
That's never happened in the history of radio.
Okay. They can be a little, vulgar, but groping, come on. Yeah, that's just inexcusable.
That's, again, unacceptable.
Especially it's Taylor Swift. Even though that was 4 years ago, she was still big time.
How
did you think you could get away with that?
So today's Diva du Jour honor goes to Megyn Kelly, who's already made a few enemies over at the old Peacock Network. Sources tell New York Post Page Six, the gossip column, that the new NBC anchor travels in a private jet with a 5 to 6 person entourage that includes a hairstylist, a makeup artist, a publicist, and security.
Oh, my God.
Word is people are outraged, wonder when bigwigs will stop throwing money at her, while others claim she's working her rear end off to promote her gig hosting the 9 a.m. hour of today coming up. I don't know. I never liked her at Fox. Never thought she had that she had the chops to get the job done. Mm-hmm.
I don't really have an opinion of her. I just haven't watched her enough. Yeah. But for someone to have that kind of team.
Sounds like she's wasting money.
Yeah.
All right, so you know somebody who's tatted up. You may be tatted up. It could be just a little bit of ink. It could be a whole lot more than that. But generally, is it safe? And I don't have any tattoos and don't plan to get any.
Really?
You don't want to get matching Infomaniacs tattoos?
Today.
You've
not
made
today.
That decision so early in your life already? Yeah,
well, the word is too long, so it would hurt too much.
It's too many words. We'd only get to info, and then it'd be done.
You're going to stick me again with that?
What's an info M?
Yeah.
So the deal is, don't you generally have an idea as to what you want?
I don't know. I have a friend that literally walked into the tattoo shop and picked something off the wall.
Well.
But yes, usually you do.
Then you might tell them about the Elm Street tattoo place in Dallas.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Okay.
Friday the 13th, right? Or do they do it?
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead. I've heard of this, but I'll see what your story
is. They have installed a tattoo vending machine.
Oh, no, I have not heard of this part.
A vending machine.
It dispenses designs at random.
Oh, man.
For $100.
Okay.
Hard pass.
That's usually the minimum for most places. No matter what you get, it's like a minimum of $50 to $100.
Is that right?
Yep.
Now, is that
so
just
even
to...
if you get a dot or like a letter, it's a minimum.
Is that just to do it or for the design?
To do it.
Is this a vending machine charging you that much just for the design?
Well, you don't get to just pay for the design. You're paying for the tattoo.
Well, I mean, at this vending machine, though.
Well, for $100, it says customers let the machine choose their tattoo for them.
And then they get the tattoo.
A shop worker named Boogie, of course, says the designs are all good ones, like old school snakes and devil heads.
Oh, gosh.
They're real metal, man. They're good.
Hey, Dad, I'm going to get a devil head for my birthday. What do you think? You going to make that call today, Chelsea?
Probably not.
Okay. If the customers don't like the machine's choice, they can get a different one for $20 more. Okay, you didn't like the $100, so let's do $120. What if you don't like that? Is it $140 on the third one?
Oh, man. I got to go on my newspaper route, but I do have something else to say about this place.
We'll go on with that in a little while. I mean,
hey, it's better than being charged another $100. They're giving you a second one for a steal, basically.
I just kind of thought the idea was when you went in, you had a fairly good concept of where you wanted to go with that ink in your skin.
I hope so.
Well, now, is that the eight-town baby devil tattoo or the full-grown devil tattoo?
Yeah, I see. I'm not sure.
It's not how fast you mow. It's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends August 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X salicylic acid peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg? That question has been floating around forever, probably because a satisfactory answer has eluded most scientists and philosophers. Naturally, answering the question is a conundrum, because all chickens hatch from eggs, but all chicken eggs are laid by chickens. According to some worldviews, you can't have one without the other existing first. And so the question of which came first does nothing but spin in an endless circle of reasoning without a conclusion. And that's how conflict usually goes in marriage as well. The husband might accuse the wife of starting an argument, and the wife retaliates by accusing the husband of starting it first. Back and forth it goes, round and round, in an endless loop, and that's the problem. Couples will never bring their disagreements to an end, especially if they argue in circles about how their disagreements began. Bottom line, you gotta stop the blame game. All it does is deepen your conflict and drive a wedge even further between you and your spouse. You have a lot better chance of solving your disagreements if you start working together on a solution. Your goal shouldn't be simply to win an argument. The goal should be to resolve your differences while strengthening your relationship along the way. To do that, you have to be willing to drop the chicken and the egg routine. You can help your marriage thrive by visiting FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, Dave South, who has served as the voice of Aggie Athletics since 1985, has announced he'll be stepping down from football and men's basketball play-by-play duties following the 2017-18 season. Our very own Zach Taylor had a chance to catch up with Dave yesterday to talk about his announcement.
This past Tuesday, I turned 72. The man that had, growing up, that had such an impact on me was my grandfather, who was the picture of great health until the age of 91, when he sat down in a chair, went to sleep, and didn't wake up. So yeah. For me, that's about 19 years away. The other fact is that I've worked all my life. I got my very first job when I was 10 years old, so I've had some kind of employment of some sort for the last 62 years. And I want to spend the last few years that God's going to keep me here on this earth doing some things that sometimes I can't do because of my responsibilities to football.
To listen to Zach's entire interview with Dave, you can go to our website, WTAW.com. You can also hear his final season of Aggie football right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, elsewhere in Aggie football, Coach Kevin Sumlin met with the press following yesterday's practice, the first on Kyle Field during this preseason camp. Sumlin outlined some of the goals of the practice.
Really, more than anything else, it was about operation, you know, and getting some of these young guys out there and getting coaches away, making them communicate. Not a lot of penalties in 71 plays. I think we had 5 for the first scrimmage. It's not great, but it's not awful because we played 3 different units for a number of snaps. So, you know, there's some positives because of that for the 6th day to not have a whole bunch of things going wrong.
The Aggs face UCLA on Sunday, September 3rd at the Rose Bowl in California. Kickoff will be set for 6 p.m. with broadcast right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, a 3-run homer in the 9th from Chase Calabuig helped propel the Brazos Valley Bombers to a 7-4 victory over the Acadiana Canecutters last night for another TCL postseason win. Calabuig was named TCL Player of the Game. The Bombers return home to Nutrabolt tonight for Game 2 of the series with the Canecutters. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the action on Willie 1550. In Charlotte, Kevin Kistner and Torbjorn Olesen are co-leaders heading into the second round of the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. Kistner birdied 3 of his final 5 holes, including a 20-footer on 18 to complete a 4-under 67. Reigning U.S. Open champ Brooks Koepka starts in a 5-way tie for second at 3-under, while Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy are 1-over. The championship continues this morning in Charlotte. In Major League Baseball,
Martez works on the first base side of the rubber, delivers, and that's grounded sharply past the dive of Gonzalez and into right center field. Around third is Leury Garcia. He scores, and that is the ball game.
White Sox rookie Yoan Moncada tied the game with a home run in the 9th and then drove home the game winner in the 11th as Chicago topped Houston 3-2 to give the American League's worst team a 3-game sweep of its best. The Astros travel to Arlington tonight to face the Rangers, who had the night off. First pitch for that game is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. And in the NBA, the New York Knicks and the Houston Rockets are reportedly once again trying to work out a way to get Carmelo Anthony to Houston. Trade talks stalled out a month ago after the teams had trouble finding a third or even a fourth team to help facilitate the deal. Anthony has reportedly refused to waive his no-trade clause for any team except Houston. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thanks, Brad. It's time for the deal of the day from the good folks at Team Ford of Navasota. Today, a 2013 Ford Mustang. V6 automatic, only one owner. It's black, and you can pick it up for $13,554. Don't forget to check out Texas Custom Outfitters while you visit, too, or you can find it all online at teamofnavasota.com. Team Ford of Navasota, just a short drive to Navasota there on the left-hand side as you're heading towards Houston next to Sioux Falls Parader. It's Team Ford of Navasota.
75 years ago, farmers, ranchers, and rural communities working together helped to electrify the continental United States. From east to west, hundreds of communities formed member-owned, not-for-profit cooperatives all across rural America. Now, co-ops, still guided by the mission of providing safe, reliable, and affordable electricity, are bringing solar power to communities just like ours. Mid-South Synergy is proud to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, when it comes to the housing market, it's kind of hard to predict, but then at the same time, sometimes it's kind of easy if you just follow the numbers, right? What's going on right now with the housing market?
Well, this is one of those times where we're kind of doing a wait-and-see thing. We talked a lot in the winter and in the spring about saying, hey, well, even last year, saying that we thought that we would have a pretty strong spring and early summer, but that we thought that we might shift not from just a balanced market, but maybe to even more of a buyer's market. We've seen that in a few price ranges, and I would anticipate we may see that more market-wide in the fall. It's going to be really interesting to see. The formal July numbers are not out yet, so I can't wait to see those, and it's going to be fun to watch and see what's going on. I will say long-term, even if we do shift to a buyer's market, that's not necessarily bad news. We're in a strong real estate market in Bryan College Station. We're not just in a weather bubble. We're not just in the Aggie Dome. We're kind of in a real estate dome, too, so no worries there.
Well, you always make the good predictions, and if you want to get in touch with the experts, zarealestate.com. is where you do it for Zweiker & Associates.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So back to the Elm Street tattoo people.
Yes, and we actually had a texter text in. Their daughter did one of these. So any Friday the 13th, you can go in, and for $13, They have tattoos that all incorporate the number 13, and you can pick one and get it for just $13.
That's interesting.
They started it like 20 years ago, but I had a friend, and he has one, and I was like, oh, what is that? And he goes, oh, Friday the 13th, I went, and you just pick one off this poster board, but they all incorporate the number 13 somehow.
Well, there you go.
So that's $13. That's the cheapest tattoo you're going to find.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. If you want to get a little ink there, you could do like 13.
Yep.
Or you could get this. The good folks at the happiest place on earth have outdone themselves one more time.
Oh, boy.
Disney fanatics will be thrilled to hear that mouse ears are now available in rose gold. If you didn't know, the color is ridiculously popular among apparently millennials.
Yes. Well, you know, gold is so old-fashioned, and silver just meh.
Yeah, the bow-topped sequined ear is only $24.99. That's pretty amazingly low, considering it's Disney. I didn't know you could buy anything for $24.99 that, you know, was not edible.
Yeah.
There you are. I'm just saying. 70, is it still 79?
I think so.
Of course, we've been there since 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 8 o'clock now.